Members, I'll call the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration to order. The clerk will take the roll. Note that there's a quorum present. All right. That's the maintenance. We'll move the minutes for Tuesday, April 21st, 2009. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Members, we're here to set the time parameters for the remaining omnibus finance bills. And I will make a motion and we can have a discussion about it. I will move for the early education finance bill, the Slawith bill, 1 hour. For the K-12 finance bill, 6 hours. For the state government finance bill, 5 hours. For the jobs and economic development bill, 3 hours. Health and Human Services finance bill, 8 hours. Public Safety finance bill, 4 hours. Transportation finance, 3 hours. And taxes, 6 hours. Any discussion on these? Representative Westrum.
Chair, just knowing what how long late the main took with the economic development, I think you might be an hour late. I think we have just about 2 hours.
Okay, Representative Westrum, do the amendments multiply when you go from Ways and Means to the floor?
Oh, yeah.
Well, in this process, Representative Westrum, it's always best to do our work in committee, so I just find it interesting that, you know, Representative Gunther and who's the other lead in that committee?
Chair Anderson.
They should be doing a good job of offering amendments in committee, Representative Westrum, so I just see it as a disturbing phenomenon that we'd rather do our work on the floor where we don't have this well-informed and the public can't be invited in the process. So just a comment on that, but if Director Westrum, if you think we need 4 hours on the Jobs and Economic Development Bill, and if that's the will of the committee, we can bump that up to 4 hours.
Sure, I only say it in, we primarily had discussion, and I don't have any inside knowledge of whether there's amendments or not. My hunch is there will be. And with limited or no amendments in Ways and Means, they nearly 2 hours just to have the discussion and figure out what was all in the bill. Got a lot more members on the floor probably will engage.
I understand, Mr. Westerman. Hopefully the folks that had the discussion, and there's quite a few members on the Ways and Means Committee, they don't have to redo that discussion, and they are fully informed now, at least those members on Ways and Means. But we will take the advice from Representative Westrum and amend to 4 hours the Jobs and Economic Development Bill. Any other discussion? Representative Detmer.
We have a roll call. Mr. Hoppe was right on yesterday, wasn't he? Representative Hoppe.
Yes, and that doesn't necessarily make it a good thing because we were there at 12:30 in the morning. So Representative Hoppe wants to be right about today and get us out by 8 p.m. I would appreciate that. Roll call has been requested. Any further discussion? Representative Westrum.
What we're voting on is the overall motion or just
the overall motion. I will accept your amendment to, as a friendly amendment, it'll be 4 hours now for the Jobs and Economic Development Bill. The clerk will take the roll. The chair votes aye.
Anderson.
No.
Collison.
Aye.
Detmer.
No.
Dill. Gunther.
No.
Hayden. Kilstrom.
Aye.
Hoppe.
He was here.
He left. Portman. Howes.
Pass.
Junkie.
Aye.
Lilly.
Aye.
Loeffler.
Aye.
Magnus.
No.
Murphy.
Aye.
Pawlowski.
Aye.
Peterson. Seifert.
No.
Simon.
Aye.
Stolberg.
Yes.
Westrum.
No.
Winkler.
Yes.
They declare it.
That's ahead. Next to
Howard.
Something will say.
All right, on a vote of 11 to 6, the motion passes. Members, today on the floor we'll be taking up the early education, the K-12 finance, and the state government finance, which allots us 12 hours of time on the floor. But with Representative Hoppe not here in the discussion about how right on he was, we could actually give a birthday present for Representative Seifert and maybe get him out of the building before his birthday is over at midnight. So with that, I wish Representative Seifert a happy birthday, and we're in recess.